This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Israel's President Isaac Herzog was the first person to receive a third COVID-19 vaccine on Friday as the country started rolling out the booster shots to its older residents. His wife was also vaccinated at a medical center. On Thursday, Prime Minister Naftali Bennett announced that the country would offer the booster to people over 60 who have already been vaccinated. It will also be offered to the general public beginning on Sunday. The move makes Israel, which launched one of the world's most successful vaccination drives early this year, the first country to offer the third dose of a Western vaccine to its citizens on a wide scale. Neither the United States or the European Union have approved coronavirus booster shots. President Joe Biden announced Thursday civilians of federal workers must be vaccinated or submit to regular testing and wear masks. The strict guidelines are aimed at boosting sluggish vaccination rates among the 4 million Americans who draw federal paychecks and to set an example for private employers around the country. Biden's decision comes as the Delta variant of the virus that causes COVID-19 is rapidly spreading across the country. The president said the same standards will apply to federal contractors. The president said he's asking the Department of Defense to explore how and when to add mandatory inoculations for the coronavirus to the list of vaccines required for service personnel as well. Biden also suggested more state and local governments offer $100 to those who get fully vaccinated. The president also said his medical advisors say there is no need for a booster shot now if they are fully vaccinated. And if science tells us there is a need for boosters, that's something we'll do. Via remote, this is VOA News.